Hey, welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 9 of season 10. And today is a very special In Conversation episode. And our featured guest is Ernest Williams, all the way from Texas. Ernest is going to join me in the studio. Stick around for some great music today. We're kicking off with an artist called London Taylor with her song Ice with Fire. Very cool, very modern pop. I think it's a great song to start the show with. Followed by an artist called Joe Robb with his song Wake Up. Now, this is R&B, and one of the reasons I'm playing this at number 2 today is because after Joe Robb, we've got Ernest Williams joining us, who's an R&B singer, and he's our featured artist, as I said. Followed by his brand new single, I'm Not Trippin'. Now, Ernest Williams' music is very R&B, and his voice is just fantastic. He's a big guy, he's a big dude, you know, and his singing is just like Usher. I think the girls are gonna fall in love with this track. Our featured artist, Ernest Williams, followed by a very interesting acoustic song called Unhappy Ending, and it's a duet by an artist called Isaac Wright, featuring Taylor Haig. The harmonies that these two singers get together in the chorus is just really nice. Even though it's acoustic and kind of like a ballady kind of song, it's quite modern, you know, so I think a lot of you will like this track. Coming in at number 4 is Isaac Wright featuring Taylor Haig, Unhappy Ending. At number 5 and 6 today, we have two songs that are very, I would call them pub rock songs, okay? They've got a rock and roll feel to it, very kind of like twisty, dancey feel. I think these songs would do great in a pub. If I was sitting in a pub having a drink or with my friends, these are the kinds of songs that I want to listen to because it just puts you in such, it's such a feel-good songs. So at number 5, we have a band called Big Mess, and the song is called Won't Take It. And last but not least on our show today is Plasterwork, a band from Norway, with their song Wait a Minute, Mister. So they end the show today for us, and I'll be seeing you in the middle of the show after a couple of songs with Ernest Williams, our featured artist today. So stick around for a great show. Oliver Sean signing out.
So cold. Oh, you melt the ice with
Gentlemen, we said we have a very, very special guest from Texas, America. It's none other than Ernest Williams. We've been listening to his music on the radio show, and we've got him live in the studio. Ernest, say hello to everybody.
How y'all doing out there?
Tell everybody who Ernest Williams is. You know, tell us about your music, where you're from, how you got into music, everything.
High school. I used to sing in a lot of shows in high school. You know, I was inspired by my dad. He was a gospel singer that inspired me to go into other avenues, be that great star, you know, one day. And it was a long journey, but, you know, I succeeded.
So your music is R&B. Is that how you define your music then?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. It's R&B.
When did you really get into the professional side of the music business?
It started, I say, around about 10 years ago.
And on that note, we're going to play your song, your brand new single, on the WOA FM 99 radio show. So here goes, folks. Hope you enjoy Ernest Williams' brand new single.
I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping if you want to go now. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. Hit the door now. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping if you wanna go now. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping if you get that go now.
I used to be everything you wanted.
Everything that you wanted.
Used to couldn't keep your hands off of me.
Keep your hands off of me.
Now when I try talking to you, baby, yeah.
To you, baby.
What I say.
your face and the way that you loved me and the face that you made every time that I told you you're beautiful to me. And every day that you're not here hurts like hell. Maybe I'm a fool for letting go of you. And I know it's done now and we can't go back to. It still hurts like crazy every time I see you. But as long as you're fine, then I'll be okay too. Just know I'm sorry that it ended up this way. And every day seems to drag on, like it's laughing at me, saying you could have had her, but you let her get away. And if this were a movie, then the credits would roll. But it's not a happy ending, no it isn't that at all. And maybe I'm a fool for letting go of you. And I know it's done now and we can't go back to. It so hurts like crazy every time I see you. But as long as you're fine, then I'll be okay too. Just know I'm sorry that it ended up this way. Goes like this, it goes like this, that I can't shake this feeling.
Tell me, show me how it is. So tell me how you're feeling.
It goes like this, it goes like this, so I can't shake this feeling.
It goes like this, it goes like this, so I can't shake this feeling.
And I know it's done now and we can't go back to. It still hurts like crazy every time I see you. But as long as you're fine, then I'll be okay too. Just know I'm sorry that it ended up this way.
Right, folks, I hope you enjoyed Ernest Williams' brand new single and all the other wonderful songs we're promoting today on the show. And Ernest is right here, and we're getting into my favorite section of the interview. This is called the Rapid Fire Questions. And a lot of you have sent in questions as well, so we're going to add this into our Rapid Fire questionnaire. Right, Ernest, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, good. So when did you first start singing?
First started singing when I was 14.
And did your family encourage you?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Okay. And who else in your family sings aside from your dad? Because we know he was a gospel singer.
I have my cousins, my aunt. I mean, I have pretty much my whole family.
So it's a musical family then?
It's a musical family. It's a very, very musical family.
Fantastic. And who are your musical inspirations?
Growing up, I was listening to Al Green, some James Brown, Marvin Gaye.
And what kind of music are you listening to today?
Oh, I listen to all type of music. I listen to some, you know, rap music. I listen to, you know, like some Maxwell.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Sweat, Isley Brothers.
So you listen to all of this right now, like today?
Exactly.
If we were to find your iPhone or your MP3 player, what's the most embarrassing song that I would find?
That's a good question. I can't really say at this moment.
No, nothing? Really... Oh, come on. I'm sure there's like a massively embarrassing song on your phone.
It's this group out
Uh-huh.
They had this song called Dougie.
Okay. Dougie.
It was a thing. Yeah. And that's pretty much embarrassing.
Okay. Cool. We're gonna check out Dougie and then let everybody know what that song's all about. So Ernest, where would you most like to perform?
I would like to perform there in the UK.
In the UK, okay, great. You know, we have an annual international tour in India and Dubai. It's called the WOA International Music Festival and Tour. So that would be a massive platform. Who would you most like to open for?
I would like to open up for Usher, Nicki Minaj.
So do you consider your music somewhere in that kind of a genre space?
Honestly, I think, yeah, my music is, you know, it's R&B, a vintage type sound. But when you listen to I'm Not Tripping,
yeah,
I think it would fit that format. It would fit that genre.
And if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
Because singing is my life.
I know it is. I know all of us, you know, we're all musicians, especially in this company. You know, it's run by musicians. And this is a question we like to ask everybody, you know, all the artists who come on the show. So if you were not a musician, or, you know, if you were not doing it as a living, what would you be doing?
I'd probably be doing dental work.
Dental work? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So are you trained to be like a dental hygienist or something like that?
Well, I used to work for my uncle. Yeah, he was a dentist technician, and he showed me a lot of things.
Oh, that's great.
Work under him.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's something fans should know. That's fantastic. Okay, great. Yeah. So, do you play any instruments?
Yes, sir. I play piano.
You play the piano? And if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
You know, I thought about getting into country music.
No way, really?
Yeah.
There's this artist that I really, really like. From Hootie and the Blowfish, what's his name? Darius Rucker. He's gotten so huge in country music, and I'm amazed, and his songs are fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's a great artist. He's very, you know, if I wasn't doing R&B, like I'm doing singing, I would dabble in country music.
I'm a huge fan of country music, you know, myself. And so if you ever do make a country song, you better see that you send us a song so that we can play it.
I sure will. Okay. Sure will.
Cool. And what genre of music you can't stand? You know, something you just can't stand listening to?
Folk music.
Okay. But, you know, folk music sometimes could easily fall into the country genre, like Americana, you know.
Yeah, but it's a different type. I guess more of a, and I hate to say this, I don't want to put myself out there like that.
Come on, you can say it on the show. Come on.
Bob Dylan, no pun intended, no disrespect, mm-hmm. But that type.
That type of folk, got it, like Joni Mitchell, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for some reason, it never did anything for me.
I think those kinds of songs are more, it's more about the lyrics rather than the music. You know, they kind of miss out on being musical, and they're more interested in just like a poetry or something like that.
Yes.
Correct,
exactly.
Yeah. So what hidden talents do you have aside from being a dental hygienist?
I'm a great lover. Nah, but
that's a good one. I'm gonna put that on the show, my friend. Cool. That's the first from an artist, and I'm, you know, that's the best answer. I'm telling you, stick with that. Just stick with that. And what else can we expect from you in the future, Ernest?
Hopefully, like I said, we have a new single coming out. Hopefully, I'll be releasing a new single somewhere in the mid of July.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're working towards that now, right now.
And you got a music video for that, too?
Well, that's what we're working on, too. We're trying to get wrap everything up.
Okay.
Get the video with right on with the single.
Very good.
And so you guys have something to watch and listen to at the same time.
Absolutely. I think video is such an important part, you know, of the music industry now, because a lot of artists, they kind of ignore that side of the business, and they think if it's got a great song, that's all you need. But you do need a really good music video.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
So, Ernest, before you leave, can you plug in your website and your Facebook, you know, so that fans can check you out?
My Facebook is Ernest Williams.
Okay, ErnestWilliamsMusic.com. That's your website.
My Facebook is Ernest Williams Music.
Just Ernest Williams Music is your Facebook page. Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
And what about Twitter?
You go to Big E. 69.
Okay. Big Biggie 69. So great. We're also going to put those links on our show notes for the podcast version, so fans can check out Ernest Williams all over the web. Ernest, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And we hope to get you back on the show when you have your new single on.
Oh yes, great. I'm waiting.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Please Don't Go.
Come sit down and let me know what you think.